So do I go?
Oh, I didn't know that part.
This is worth repeating.
Okay.
This is worth repeating.
Live storytelling from Texas Public Radio.
So I grew up in a small rural community west of here. And I think growing up, I didn't even know what an architect was or what they did. My family heritage goes back in the Texas Hill Country. 1848, my ancestor Wilhelm Dietert came from Germany to escape the unification of Germany. And he built a mill in Burney, and it was like the first business in Burney. And it wasn't even called Burney then, it was called Tusculum, which they named after Cicero's favorite retreat in Rome. And they were educated Germans, and they came and they wanted to start a utopian society, but quickly they found there was a lot of land to be had, and the railroad put up land for $1 an acre. And so he left the mill and his farms he had there, and he bought a bunch of land close to Rock Springs, Edwards County, Real County. And so since 1880 till present day, our family has been ranchers and worked the land there. My father works the land there. And so my whole upbringing in Kerrville's, where I went to school, I just believed that, you know, that was kind of an absolute, where the Dietert family were ranchers. And there was a lot of ups and downs in my upbringing. When I was 5, my parents divorced, and my mom moved to Houston with my stepfather, who's a CPA, very kind and generous man. She was much happier with a suburban lifestyle than a rough rural lifestyle. My father was a pretty hard man, and he raised me in a hard way and taught me to do all the things you do on a ranch. I learned to weld and work on cars and vehicles and build fences and work with livestock. And so I kind of learned from him to be like him. And then when I was in high school, sophomore, junior, we had kind of a giant bust with our family. And my great-great uncle decided in his will, when he passed away, to leave all his land to Shriner University, which was great for them, but it was a big surprise for our family. We had anticipated having our family business keep going. This basically cut our ranch in half, which meant that we couldn't carry as many livestock as we had. We used to have Angora goats, Rambouillet sheep, Brangus cattle. We cut it back, and now we have Spanish goats and Brangus cattle, but a lot less of them. And my father made it very clear to me when I was about a junior in high school, forget it, you can't be a rancher, you'll have a terrible life, you're going to have to do something else. And so I was a 90s kid, and I was already full of despair anyway. So I figured, oh, screw it, that's just the world, the world's ending anyway. It's like 1998, in the year 2000, it's over, you know? So I actually graduated high school in the year 2000. I had no plans. I had friends that were going to great universities. They were going to be doctors and lawyers and such. I just had no plans. And I had been playing music, and I thought, you know what? I bet I could be a rock star. I've been watching MTV for years now. And so I moved to Austin to play music. And my friends that were in my band, it was actually my hometown band, moved to Austin. They went to UT. So they were kind of like set up on this track, but they were like getting the college experience and just did drugs, just like drugs as much as they could. I was like unstable, and so I was like, I don't want to do drugs because I don't know what I'm doing, and I want to play music and take it real seriously. And so after about 6 months, I was like, you guys aren't serious. So I moved to California, and I was like dreaming big. Only thing is, I didn't even move to LA. I moved to Oceanside, and I went surfing, and I worked in a coffee shop where I played music, but nobody heard me, and I just thought, like, you get found if you go to California or something. So then after a year of that and talking about gnarly waves and what the surf was going to be tomorrow, I thought, you know, I'm going to have to do something. So I'm just going to go to school, because that's what everybody says. Just get a bachelor's degree. Just do it. So I was like, you know what? I moved back to Texas. And so at that point, I said, I'm going to study history, and I'm going to write a book about where we went wrong in our civilization and pinpoint the point where the agriculturalist was condemned to poverty and yada yada. Anyway, I don't want to get too weird on you here. So I got a history degree at Texas State University. People were like, what are you going to do with a history degree? So I was like, okay, I'll get a business minor. And that way, I'm practical, right? So I graduate. I don't know anything. people ask me, you're a historian, what do you think happened at this? I was like, I don't even know anything about that. I learned very specific history. So anyway, I said, what am I going to do with a history degree? Why didn't anybody tell me that? So time goes by really quick. I graduated undergraduate 05. I moved to Austin to play music again. I'm getting the band back together. We got bachelor's degrees, recording music, bartending. We have this new intellectualism we're playing with from our history books. And I got a call. My father had melanoma cancer. It metastasized into malignant brain tumors, December 2006. So we come to San Antonio to the Methodist Hospital, and we kind of cheer him through. This was like Christmas time, 06. We kind of cheer him through this surgery. We don't really know what's happening. It was a pretty dire situation. It was emergency surgery. And he has the surgery, and then he's like got all this radiation treatment that he's going to have to do. So I was like, you know what? Forget my fun Austin life. I'm going to move home to the ranch, and I'm going to just work. And at this point in my life, I thought, yes, I found it, like purpose back. I'm helping my grandpa running the ranch, livestock welding, all the things that I know how to do. I'm like grown now. I have a little bit more knowledge. Talking with my grandpa, he told me about how he built his ranch house and about how he put a corner in the window for his wife because Frank Lloyd Wright had corner windows in his houses. And I was like, wow, that's interesting. I started reading about Frank Lloyd Wright. Then he told me, your great-grandfather built the house right next door, and he used to have a wind generator, and he built batteries out of mason jars with metal anodes and cathodes, rigged it up himself in the 1920s to run the lights so his wife could have lights at night. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. I mean, these guys were awesome. And the neighbor next door that had bought our land, he was a rich oil man. He was building a beautiful ranch house. So I spent a day working there, digging a trench that was for the water collection system. During this time, I'm working like a day laborer. I'm actually working with two migrant workers, two Mexican men that I'm working with, and it's hot, summertime. And one of the older gentlemen says, oh, we're really lucky. And I'm thinking, what is he talking about? And he says, there's a cloud coming. And I look up, and a cloud's about to come over the sun and shade for a few minutes. And like that moment was really poignant to me, and thinking about how the world's going to end and all these things. But really, if a cloud can just shade the sun for a minute, then you're doing all right. That's kind of what you want in life. So I got to kind of speed through a few steps here, but I did the solar decathlon. We built a solar-powered house. We went to Washington, D.C. I was a volunteer with the UT team. After that experience, I thought, for sure, I'm going to be an architect. I'm going to build solar-powered houses. I went to Texas A&M, where my grandfather had gone to school, and he was so proud of me, and it was great for our family, and it was really coming full circle. And so I got a great job here with Overland Partners in San Antonio, and I've been there for 3 years doing great design with great people. And my big break in life was finding my life's purpose to build sustainable architecture. Thank you. Appreciate it.